Oh, you're something, you know that.
What do you think?
Puss bird like you. Never thought I'd pull anyone from your class. What have I got that turns you on?
Your money?
Yes. Someone's hunting.
No, they're not.
Yeah, shooting. Up in the woods, isn't it? Your old man.
No. There's something wrong. Come on.
Yeah. Well, come back. Yeah, what's the matter?
It can't be hunting. It's summer. You're not allowed to hunt in summer. Come on.
My name's Adam Kane, Kane, Kane. Listen now to Don McCorkendale as Adam Kane in
House Party. Oh, do me a favor. What can go wrong?
Well, you never know. War might break out, anything.
You're only going for the weekend, Viv.
Still?
And I'm going to stick my feet up on your desk, make paper planes with your top secret memos, drink your Earl Grey.
You're not. Adam, don't you dare.
I don't even like your Earl Grey.
I was thinking of the memos. Now, please, don't touch anything.
I'll answer the phone, and I won't touch a thing. Satisfied? Where are you going to go, by the way?
Oh, yes, of course. There you are. Here's the address. It's all there. Should anything crop up...
Sir Joshua Farrah. Sounds grand.
Old friend.
Huh?
Yes, I haven't seen him for years. I ran into him at the club the other day. He invited me down for the weekend. Lovely place, by all accounts. He's done very well for himself.
I know that name.
Oh, there's no reason why you shouldn't. He's he's been in most of the papers.
Think about it. Wasn't he the bloke who wrote the book about...
That's the one.
Blimey. I didn't know you knew him.
As I said... Very old friend. Oh, and Adam.
Yeah?
Don't phone me. Unless you absolutely have to.
I didn't like his office much. Although it was a cut above mine, which wasn't saying much. The building in Curzon Street was designed before Waterloo, and the furniture came from a PWD warehouse near the East India Docks. Very exotic, very cold, very uncomfortable. But at least he had a fire, when they remembered to sweep the chimney. I was settling back, thinking of what I was going to get up to that weekend when... Blimey, how did they know? Hello.
Vivian?
No, he ain't here.
That is his number.
That's right. He's away for the weekend. Can I help?
Away? Is he where he was going?
Yeah.
Well?
It's classified. Who are you?
Oh, my name is Farrow. Joshua Farrow.
Is it really?
It's most important.
Then if you wait a tick, you'll see him. He's coming to you.
Good. I was afraid he'd... Good. Thank you.
Hello? Well, then. Now, that's a host who really worries. Might be too much. He was in a bit of a flap. You think Viv was that important to his house party?
Well?
He's on his way. He's already left.
Oh, thank goodness.
I think we should ring the police.
No.
It's probably something perfectly innocent. An accident.
The man is dead, Joss.
I'm aware of that.
And poachers don't use automatic rifles.
No.
They were trying to kill you.
No, we don't know that.
And if they've tried once and missed, they'll certainly try again. The police can't help us. Your friend from DI6 is our only hope.
You're panicking.
Does this look like panic? I'm being as realistic as I can. We've known for some time that you're a target, Josh.
We've suspected. It isn't the same.
Well, we certainly know now. Josh, I've no ambition to collect your life insurance. I want you alive.
Sorry for Manners.
And his family.
Have you told them?
No, I've told no one. His body's in the cellar. It stays there until your friend tells us what to do with it.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Sarah.
Come away from the window.
I'm just looking.
There's a man out there with a gun.
I know. He tried to kill Daddy.
Yeah, and he succeeded in killing the other bloke for her. But who was he?
A sort of gamekeeper. Manners. He'd been with us for years before I was born. He looked a bit like Daddy from a distance.
Well, I don't suppose I could catch the next jet plane back to London.
Would you really want to go?
Well, I don't fancy getting shot at.
All right, go then.
Who'd look after you?
I'll be all right.
Yeah, since your old man won't phone the coppers.
It wouldn't do any good. We need more than the police.
Well, what's more than the Rosses?
DI6.
Eh?
Defence Intelligence, Department 6.
Cloak and dagger.
That's right.
For your old man? Is that important?
Yes. There's a man on his way. He should be here any moment.
Rightly.
So you don't have to stay.
Oh, no. I wouldn't miss this for the world, darling.
Thank you, Vivian.
Oh, thanks.
Take a seat.
Oh, thank heavens you've come at last. George...
Mr. Spencer Dickens, my wife, Sarah.
Lady Sarah.
Oh, we've been so worried.
Oh, well, I had no trouble getting here. I'm not late, am I?
Fact is, we rather need your help.
They're trying to kill Joss.
Who is?
Haven't the faintest. One man's been killed already. Manners. He's downstairs if you want to see him.
Good heavens.
Three shots from a powerful rifle. Sniping rifle, I guess. As far off. All three in the chest. Poor man.
I'm not sure that I know what's going on.
Murder, old son. Or assassination. Either way, it's nasty. Thank goodness you popped over for the weekend. I wanted to phone the local constabulary, but they are pretty rustic. This is a little more in your territory. Would you like a drink?
Yes. I think I'd like a double brandy.
Hello?
Adam, thank goodness.
Who's this?
Vivian. I phoned the office, but no reply.
It's 7:30, mate. I'm not too...
Well, can you come here?
Can I? What? Where?
You had the address. I left it with you. It is at Joshua Farrow's. Adam? Are you there?
Yeah, right there. At home. Snug and happy. It's where I'm staying. I don't fancy no knob's house party, Tom. Weekend at home, bit of telly, bottle of milk. I'm happy here. Thanks for the invite.
Adam, please, now don't ring off. Adam, are you there?
Yeah.
Look, there's a spot of bother down here. Someone's been killed.
Yeah?
The fact is, we think they're after Sir Joshua.
Don't say.
I'm out of my depth. I need help, Adam.
Family like a coppers. They deal with that sort of thing very nicely.
I'm phoning you, Adam. Now, don't let me make this an order. This is DI6 business now, and you're appointed. Get here.
You're not joking.
I'm so glad you discovered that. How soon can you get here?
Don't wait up.
My daughter Samantha and her friend. What's
Ron? Ron Jones.
They still on?
I beg your pardon?
No one else in the house?
Apart from my wife, whom you've met, Mr. Spencer Dickens and yourself. Oh, and the servants. There were four.
Yeah, I've seen him. You were right. 30-06 rifle, by the look of it. You got one of those?
Oh, yes.
Now, why?
I beg your pardon?
Everyone's been battering me with the facts, and I need a bit more. Why would they try and kill you, Sir Joshua?
I'd have thought that was pretty obvious.
Humor me?
Adam, you know Sir Joshua. He's written a book.
Exposing the farce of Middle East politics. You can imagine, can't you?
Yeah. All right, then. Political assassination. And not those style sniping rifle. They go for bombs. Messy, but businesslike.
I'm not suggesting they don't. I don't know why they chose a hunting rifle, but they did. And it's just as deadly.
Right. Thanks very much. Viv, a word, old son. Sal, Sir Joshua.
Am I being dismissed?
It is your house, but I'd like a word with my boss, if you don't mind.
No, of course not. Come on, Samantha, and Mr. Jones.
No. He stays.
What?
Him, I want to talk to as well. Sarah.
I don't like you.
Sarah.
Why me?
I know your face.
Hooray for you.
Why do I know your face?
Well, maybe you know me record, but I doubt it.
Record, eh?
Yeah, you don't. I was right. I'm a singer, Ron Jones.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. Posters all over the West End. You know these people?
One of them.
I get it. She's your bird, Samantha.
You are bright.
I think I might get to dislike you, sonny boy. You, saw this bloke shot?
No.
Heard it?
Yeah.
Where were you?
On the night of the 15th, in the woods, me lord.
Woods?
Out there, his Nib's private forest with his Nib's daughter.
What were you doing there?
Snogging. It's quiet there.
All right. Clear off.
Oh, tar. That mean I, go back to the smoke?
No. You stay right here in the house.
Pity.
I'm awfully glad you came.
Oh, Viv, you really think someone's trying to do him in?
Well, he does. Yeah, and it is the body.
Yeah. 3006. Right. Wheel him in.
What?
The servants. That's the next step, innit? Or haven't I read the right books?
I wish you'd come to bed.
I thought if I'd sleep.
Well, you're in good hands now. Two DI6 men in the house.
Yes. You won't stop them, will it?
Of course.
If they really want to kill me, nothing is going to stop them.
You knew that when you wrote the book.
It had to be written.
Oh, possibly, but not by you. Oh, please come to bed.
Right, I'm turning in. Mr. Ring?
Yes, I'm next door.
Cozy. Good night.
Adam, don't you think one of us ought to sit up, just in case?
No.
Yes, but what if somebody...
The place is locked, Viv. The burglar alarm's better than the one in Fred Needle Street. It wasn't the servants. They're all over 90. Unless the pop singer.
No, hardly likely.
Right, then. Sleep tight.
Hello?
Yeah. Well, you part of the Home Comforts?
I brought you this.
What's that? Careful. You look like you know how to use it.
I do. It's Daddy's. A 3006. It's the only one in the house. I thought you might like to see it.
Why?
Smell it. It was fired today. It must have been the gun that killed Manners.
Might be. So why did you bring it here?
Well, that's obvious. I want to stop them killing Daddy.
You know what this means?
Yes. Someone in the house. Someone here.
And that doesn't leave many alternatives, does it?
It cuts out Ron and me.
Oh, no.
How do you know?
He told me, Jones, what you were doing in the woods.
Oh, well, it saves me telling you.
You heard the 3 shots?
I think there were 3. There might have been more.
And then?
All ran out of the house. That's where they came from. Manners was lying in the driveway. He was dead when we got to him.
Weren't you scared?
Not then. Only afterwards when we thought, you know.
And Manners looked like your dad.
Yes, quite a lot. People have always said it. He was wearing one of Daddy's old jackets. He always bought the same kind.
Yeah, tweed with patches. It fits.
What do you think?
I think if you're telling me the truth, only 2 people could have shot your gamekeeper.
That's what I thought.
Your mother or your father? Who would you go for?
You're quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You worried about this bloke?
What bloke?
The one with the gun, darling.
Yes.
Well, then we shouldn't be out here. You want to go back?
I'm not worried for us. Well, he's there, isn't he? Kane, the super spy. They won't get past him. Look at him, leaning on the wall.
Yeah, as if he owned the place. What do you think he's doing there? Just staring out.
Thinking. Yes. I wonder what he's thinking.
Funny bird. She fires the gun. She brings it to me, says I can solve the problem. Stop him killing her old man. But it puts a finger right on her old man. Or her mum.
Wonder if she hates her mum. Could be it. She knows the old girl's going to kill Sir Joshua, and this is her way of stopping it. Oh, snogging in the woods with that creep. Nice bird like that. You think she'd have better taste.
Come on, let's go back inside.
Why?
Well, I thought of something. Let's go. Come on.
Mr.
Kane! The bailiff's trying to shoot us!
Yeah.
Where is he?
There, I think. The tree's up there.
Only one shot?
He only had one chance. He got down pretty fast.
I've done me national service.
All right, you just stay here. I'm going after him.
Right. Oh, Kane?
Yeah?
Well, since he tried to shoot me, it couldn't have been me the first time, could it, mate?
I don't know. I wasn't there. No, he's gone. No sign of him. Not even an ejected shell.
Same sort of gun?
No, I don't think so. Standard heavier. 3.75, something like that.
But a sporting gun?
Probably.
Sir Joshua has quite a collection.
Less one.
What?
Yeah. 30.06. The one that killed Manners, maybe.
Sir Joshua's?
Yeah. Now, can we get it back to London for tests? Plus the lead from Manners' chest.
Well, I suppose so.
And something else. I want an ideal Manners, plus one on the pop singer. Set up his prints would help, too.
This isn't making much sense, Adam.
Not to you, maybe.
You know something?
Something. Not
what?
Much.
Well, what?
I'll tell you this. Whoever it is out there is no terrorist. Well, not from the Middle East, anyway.
Who is he, then?
I'll tell you when I'm sure.
Mr. Spencer Dickens had to go back.
He won't be long.
Bringing reinforcements?
Oh, I don't think we'll need that.
But you'll have to comb the estate. The dreadful man's out there with a gun.
I don't think he's there now.
Well, how can you be sure? He shot at Samantha.
Correction. He shot at Jones.
He obviously aimed for my daughter. He can't have a quarrel with Jones.
I don't know.
But he's terrorizing my family, Mr. Kane. I should have thought that was obvious.
Maybe that's the way he wants it to look. Obvious. And obviously wrong.
But
where's your husband?
Well, he's in his study, Mr. Kane. Why don't you think he was shooting at my daughter?
Because he's a good shot. Did you see the group in a man's chest? He's deadly, lady fellow. Jones was moving when he shot. It only just went wide. Then Jones dropped, like a stone. Your daughter was out of cover for another few seconds, long enough to kill her. He didn't shoot again.
But why would he want to kill Jones?
Aha. The big question. I'll be with your husband if you want me. You live well, don't you, Farrow? Top of the milk all the way.
I've worked what I have.
I'm sure.
You know, I really don't see the need to get aggressive with me, Mr. Kane. Or is that obligatory among your class? Jones is the same. He's so proud of his working class background. He takes even greater pride in being boorish among civilized people. No? Not the reason, in your case?
You don't like him.
I shouldn't have thought that was a secret. Samantha ought to do a lot better than a pop singer with half of Clapham Common under his fingernails.
And me?
I haven't made up my mind about you. Vivian thinks a lot of you. I suppose you're brighter than you appear.
Yeah, good to remember that.
I thought he was in charge of you.
That's right.
But you send him back to London on an errand like an office boy.
That's about it. He flies the desk. I'm a field agent. He'd be no good here, and I'd be hopeless doing what he's doing.
Just what is he doing?
Checking up, Sir Joshua.
On what?
Got anything to hide, Sir Joshua?
Of course not.
Where were you when the shot was fired?
I beg your pardon?
Both times. You weren't up in those woods, were you, by any remote chance?
Telephone.
from London, Mr. Spencer Dickens.
Huh?
You could take it in here.
It'll be private.
I know. I've no intention of staying.
Anna?
Adam?
You found something?
Yes, I have. Adam, it's very hot stuff. Is it safe to talk?
Yes. There's no one here.
You're simply not going to believe this, Adam.
Tell me out, son. All of it. Don't leave out a thing.
Well?
Sarah.
You were listening in to that call from London.
Yes.
Well, what did they say?
Oh, nothing very interesting. I'm going for a walk.
Outside? Oh, Joshua, don't be stupid.
I'll be safe enough. I know my way around this estate.
What do you want, bringing me out here?
Just want to check on something.
What?
Where were you standing when the shot was fired?
You saw me.
Yeah, but from here, I want to see you from up there.
Look, I'm not wandering about out there to get shot at again.
It's quite safe. I've cleared the woods.
And what are you going to do?
Walk up there and have a look. I want to check angles. You stay right where you are, old son. You look lovely.
Here?
Yeah. Oh. My jacket's a bit dull. Can't see you too well in that. Here. Put mine on. That's lighter.
Look, if this is some sort of a game...
No game. Put the jacket on and stand there. I'll tell you when I've finished. It won't take long.
You're wearing a gun. Shoulder holster.
Oh, no, just... And don't move, Jones. Just stand there. Of course, it was taking a chance. But with his life, not mine. And the way I saw it, his wasn't worth much anyway. It took a while to get up to the woods. I didn't want anyone to see me. Anyone. I moved round from the side very carefully. And I was right. It was just where I thought he'd be. Prone, like a marksman, sighting along the rifle barrel at the distant figure wearing my jacket. I saw the finger starting to curl. I almost let him pull it. But then I remembered. It was my best jacket.
Hold it, Harrow.
Stand up very slowly.
But you're
that's not me over there. That's Jones. Either way, you'd be happy, wouldn't you? I know you heard me on the phone, talking to Spencer Dickens. I bargained on that. It brought you right out.
Now,
you drop that gun. Yeah, it's Spencer. We know it all, Farrah. And you can't kill all of us. So why don't you be a good chap, eh? Give in gracefully. That's what you civilized people are famous for, aren't you?
Man in his position?
We can all be blackmailed, Viv.
Manners and Jones, blackmailing him. He shoots one, tries to shoot the other. Get them off his back and blame it on the terrorists. Might have worked.
Nah, he'd never have got away with it.
Well, if he called in the coppers, he might have.
Used his own guns, that was stupid.
Yes, it was. He was under pressure, acted without thinking.
Oh, no, he was thinking very well. He got you down there as a witness. No one was going to doubt your word. But you called me in. He wasn't counting on that.
Such a silly little thing to be blackmailed for. It's all going to come out now.
But he plagiarized all his books. Yeah, poor bloke. His daughter thought he was an hero. And now he's lost a lot.
I wonder. Don't you think the girl has lost more than he has? You know, I think she was very fond of Jones.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heald. My name's Adam Kane.